Well, hello, everybody. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is 3K12 Education Talk Radio on August 25th, 2020. And I've got a new guest here for you today, and this is going to be a terrific show. I've got Chris Seeley from the American Psychiatric Association, who's their program director for school and justice initiatives. Now, he's a clinically trained social worker, and he's a mental health advocate. He's brought with him a math teacher from Janesville, Wisconsin, Crystal Alling. And Crystal, who teaches, by the way, at the high school, one of the high schools there, I guess, Craig High School, okay, worked with him at Janesville, okay, to do the program that the American Psychiatric Association puts out called Notice, Talk, and Act, okay, which is a school mental health professional development program. And I think this show is incredibly important because kids are coming back from really strange times, all right? Some of them aren't coming back. They're still doing remote learning. All right, and there's going to be a lot of social emotional needs in schools. I don't have to tell you this. You're all professional educators. All right, so the American Psychiatric Association has stepped up, and they have this program that will teach folks in your school, okay, professional development about school mental health. Notice, Talk, and Act. So we're going to bring Chris in. Actually, Chris and Crystal, I just realized that. Christopher and Crystal. Oh, it sounds like a singing group, Christopher and Crystal, onto the show in just a minute. We're going to archive the show, education-talkradio.org. That's where we put our new schedule every Saturday. Every show we've ever done is there. Please go over, take a look. But more importantly, go over to ACE, ACE-ED.org, ACE-ED.org. That's the home of the American Consortium for Equity in Education, ACE-ED.org. You'll see our wonderful online journal, Equity and Access, over there. You can just flip through it, enjoy the terrific articles. We're putting together our back-to-school issue as we speak here today. But we want your voice heard, and that's what this is geared for. Okay, please join. It's free to educators, ACE-ED.org. Join our Consortium for Equity. All right, join our consortium. It has to do with social justice. It has to do with equity. It has to do with access for everybody. So please join up free. Again, ACE-ED.org, and you'll really be glad you did. And you know what? So will we. All right, without further ado, let me bring on my two guests. I don't think Chris is in Wisconsin. He used to be over there, but Crystal is. Oh, we'll go ladies first. Crystal, good morning. It's Larry Jacobs here.
Good morning, Larry.
How are you?
I'm doing well. It's actually cooled off here, so it's pretty pleasant.
I know Janesville well. I lived in Chicago for a long time, and I used to go up there. It was part of my old sales territory, if I may. Nice. All right, so I know it really, really well. Are you guys back to school yet?
We are in week two of professional development, getting ready for students to come on Tuesday next week.
Bless your school district's heart for giving you that much to professional development. I hope I hope it's doing well and everybody's listening. And by the way, before I bring the other Chris on, okay, I just want to say that you're a math teacher. What grades do you teach?
This year I will be seeing freshmen through mainly juniors.
Okay.
So I started kind of with the basic math and pre-calc.
Yeah, and had you been my teacher, you would have liked me, and just out of the goodness of your heart, you would have given me a D. Okay? I just want you to know that. Okay? Because believe me, I tried, but it was failing. I'm sure you would have been better teacher than what I had. Chris Seeley. Christopher, are you there?
Yes, I am, Larry. I am here.
Hi,
good
buddy.
Morning to both you and Crystal.
And it's the Chris and Crystal show. I just realized that as I was saying that aloud. So I'm telling you, you should start a singing group, et cetera. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Chris and Crystal. Give it up for Chris and Crystal. Okay. You're not in Wisconsin, are you, Christopher?
Not anymore. Born and raised in Wisconsin, and I do find my way back there at least once a year. So
cool. Even this year, this crazy year?
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope either. Me and the wife alternate. She's from California, so we switch between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I believe Thanksgiving is in Wisconsin this year.
Okay, and let me give you a helpful hint. Don't go to California without talking to me first. It's where in California?
She is from Oakland, California, originally.
Okay, without question, I was just reading about today, the air quality in Oakland, okay, is worse than it is in New Delhi because of the fires. It's worse than Beijing.
Yeah,
it's literally a ring of fire. So wish them well and Zoom her mom and dad. Zoom them. Don't go visit. Okay? Trust me on this, at least for a while. I hope the folks – I'm making a joke, but it's a serious situation. I hope the folks in California are doing okay. What a mess. All right. It's just on top of the pandemic. They need this aggravation. Okay. Let's get into this. Chris, this is really cool. I'm going to say Crystal and Chris. That's the way I'm going to identify you two. Is that okay? So we know what we're talking about here. Perfect. Okay. So, Chris, you're with the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, okay? And you have a program on professional development for educators, which Crystal has been a part of. We'll get to that in a minute. It's called Notice, Talk, and Act. And to me, as you and I have talked before, this is incredibly important. So why don't you tell everybody, Chris Seeley, what that is?
Yeah, thank you, Larry. Notice Talk Act at school, like you said, it's professional development around mental health, and it's geared for middle and high school staff. And, you know, when I say staff, it's all staff. It's not just teachers like Crystal who have joined us here today. You know, we believe everyone has a specialized role in the school to make sure it functions effectively. Teachers got to teach, food service workers got to feed those bellies. Custodial staff, you know, now more than ever has to, you know, sanitize the building, you know, for safety concerns. But we really believe that every adult member in the school has a shared role to notice, talk, and act. What we mean by that is notice early warning signs of mental health and other distress. We do this by looking at changes in individual behaviors that are either disruptive or withdrawn. Staff members in school are very well positioned to build relationships and notice when an individual might be acting a little bit different or moving away from their normal or their typical behavior. And that's when we want you to notice that change in behavior and talk to them. You need to start a conversation first, really to show that you care. You know, I noticed you, I care about you. But then we want to gather information on what might be causing this change. And I always emphasize this whenever I'm doing a training is we don't want you to be an investigative detective. You know, as a clinically trained social worker, I'm able to handle some more difficult conversations like your support services team at your school. So once you have enough information that you determine that a referral is needed, then you need to take that action. And those actions, you know, really they depend on the school. You know, emergency protocols might look a little bit different. What support services, even in a school district, in each school might differ. And then, you know, one of the bigger things that we also talk about is what should a staff do if a student doesn't want to talk to them? You know, if you notice something, but a student doesn't share. And we do this through an e-learning module, a tailored classroom portion. And then, you know, we do some follow-up assessments after that at 3, 6, and 12 months, really to make sure that we are providing some additional custom courses based off the current staff needs. And we're able to do that really through two different delivery models, either a direct training, which we did with Craig High School, where Crystal is from, and then also a train-the-trainer model as well.
It's so darn important. And, Crystal, I want to ask you, and I don't know the schools in Janesville that well. I've been there. Talk about where Janesville is, okay, and talk about Craig High School. And just the demographics of the community, brag a little bit.
Yeah. Well, Janesville is located, about maybe 20 miles south of Madison.
Yep.
And we are the north of the Illinois border. And so our big
That's why it's called Wisconsin. That's why it's called Wisconsin, because you're north of the Illinois border. But we'll just move on from there. Thank you.
So
thank you. Stick with math. Don't be a geography teacher. Stick with math. Don't be a geography teacher. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, we had a big boom. You know, we had a GM plant that then shut down. And that had a huge impact on our community. You know, families were kind of stuck in a position of, you know, my parent was transferred to a different GM plant. Do I go with them? What does our family do? And so that kind of has had a ripple effect through the entire area of different experiences that parents are having that then is impacting what their children are experiencing.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, our community is great, and we do have strong schools. a lot of variety and options for students to find success. And so it's just a matter of, you know, like Chris said, this is a program that's designed for everyone that involves, mm-hmm. that works with children. And so I think that our community has benefited greatly from the opportunity that we've had to work with the APAS.
I think it's so important. I have to say this, and I don't know, and you can answer this, Crystal, but most school districts, I don't know about Janesville, most school districts are short of counselors, school counselors, guidance counselors, and they're short on school psychologists, okay? And we've got extra problems with the pandemic, mm-hmm. challenges, I should say, with the pandemic, with the economics of the situation, if I may not, the health of the situation, etc. All right? And that's why what Chris said a minute ago, to get the whole staff trained, okay, with a mm-hmm. solid program, okay, can make literally, I mean, all the difference in the world, okay, to these kids that are affected. And it's going to make a difference, if I may, and I'm very adamant about this, to the educators too, because if the mm-hmm. kids are healthier, education is going to be a lot easier, okay? So if you can
Absolutely.
Be aware of this. Yeah, and how is the situation, and I believe I understand, for school counselors and school psychologists, et cetera? Is there a shortage, or where are we on that one in Janesville? Do you know offhand?
Well, in our school, I know that we have one counselor for every, I think it averages out to be almost 400 students.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a heavy load.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
And we have one dedicated school psychologist that sometimes gets pulled to elementary schools
because sure.
they're a little short. And we have one dedicated social worker. And that, you know, that's kind of where outside resources like having the APAS come in and give us something that all members can do is so valuable.
Right. And we're not training people to be psychiatrists here. Okay. Right,
right.
Chris Seeley?
Right.
Yeah, Chris
right,
Seeley. Let me
right,
get back
right.
to Chris. Yeah, this is the key. And Chris, it's a 6-hour program, right? In person or online? Am I correct?
So the e-learning module is 30 to 40 minutes self-paced, and the classroom portion is actually designed to be delivered in the 90 to 120 minute professional
oh, wow.
development half day that most schools have about once a month. So in total,
right.
staff spend about 2 hours, 2.5 hours in the actual curriculum. And then the follow-up assessments that we do really are only about 5 to 10 minutes, depending on, you know, how dedicated they are in that survey that we give them. And I think your point, Larry, about we don't want to, you know, one thing that I saw when we redeveloped this program was we were kind of presenting individuals with the depression and 3 or 4 warning signs. And as a social worker, I kind of come in and I was like, I don't want to create pseudo mental health professionals. You know,
exactly.
I want to create people who feel empowered to do a role, and their role. And this is what I tell all the staff members is, you know, your role is to notice, talk, and act. It's not your job to help the student engage in therapy or the support services. You might walk a student to the doors 15,000 times. It's their job to engage in the support services. And it's not just about mental health support services either, because, I think you brought this up, you know, this pandemic is going to be impacting a lot of different things that impact that mental health and well-being, whether
that's right,
food, housing, clothing, a lot of different factors that if we can notice them earlier and maybe get support services connected to that student, you know, if the student gets evicted and maybe we can connect them within 48 hours of some sort of shelter, what does that do for their mental health and their well-being? And I think that's also what we're looking at. It's not just about, you know, these full-blown mental health crisis situations. It's also trying to mitigate some of that and trying to stop that so that the psychologist and the psychiatrist, they're not always dealing with those crisis situations either.
Well, it's kind of, if I may, nip things in the bud a little bit to see what we can do. Crystal, are you the only teacher who was involved in this in Janesville, or was it one per school or X amount per school or every teacher in every school? What was it, Crystal?
No. Well, Chris had contacted us and asked for some assistance, and so it was myself and then 3 other teachers. It was an English teacher, 2 English teachers, and then a social studies teacher that came out. And so it was very Craig specific. I think that's great that we have that connection with Chris as a Craig alum. And
oh, I didn't know that. Chris, I didn't know that. You're a Craig alum. There you go. Craig High School, everybody. We're from Craig High School. I get it now. Cool. I'm glad. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was extremely humbling to be, you know, the teachers in the room with surrounded by, you know, professional social workers and psychologists and psychiatrists who know all of the mental health details, and being able to kind of bring the, you know, the PD aspect of what do school professionals need? What should this look like? How should it be delivered that it can have the biggest impact without feeling overwhelming? And it is great, you know, Chris mentioned that we don't want the school teachers and paraprofessionals to become the mental health experts. And it did take, like, it's a load off of our shoulders that we aren't being asked to diagnose and we aren't being asked to provide the mental health service, but it's about
right.
noticing things, talking, and then knowing who to go to when we have a concern and how to pass, you know, do a soft pass to the professional who can help the student.
And that is so key. And it reminds me of that thing that you see at all the airports or train stations. If you see something, say something. Now, of course, that's mm-hmm. for an untrained person. But it's the same basic idea, all right? And I'm telling you, coming back this year is going to be very different, okay, from every other year. We
mm-hmm.
have to be extremely, extremely, extremely aware of this. Okay, Christopher. Okay, Chris Seeley.
Yep.
Okay, let me ask you. Okay, let me ask you this way: at Janesville, how long has the program been in effect, so to speak, at Janesville?
Yeah, and
Chris Seeley.
Before I answer that, Larry, I do want to actually just give a shout out to Craig High School and and actually my former anatomy teacher, Miss Worm. Because this whole redevelopment process and kind of going through in the curriculum that we have today would not have been possible without the relationship that I developed with my former anatomy teacher, because there were firewalls preventing me from reaching out to educators across the country, to where I had to send her a Facebook message to be like, hey, I'm trying to create this curriculum. I've been trying to, like, send emails to educators. No one's getting back to me. I'm wondering if you could help me out. And, you know, that's how we got the educator insight into the redevelopment process and got to deliver it to Craig, was because of that, you know, Facebook message and what we talk about even in the curriculum and in the notice pieces. It starts with relationships. And, you know, shout out to Craig on just the ability for them to build relationships with students, you know, that are fruitful 9 years down the road after I even graduated. So, but to answer your question, Larry, after that little shout out there, we delivered
that.
It actually a year ago today, almost, I think, on the dot, actually delivered it, the classroom portion. So they got the e-learning module about a week before. I think most completed it either the day before or the day of. And then we went in and did the training for actually about 2.5 hours, and then have just been working with their assessments to provide them additional course training. Some of the things that we provided for Craig were, you know, how to talk to a parent about mental health concerns.
Yeah.
You know, really that was about knowing your role. That should be the mental health professional doing that. But how do you talk about the behaviors you see in the class using the notice, talk, act approach? You know, how can you kind of inject that into the parent-teacher conferences, if you will? How to talk to a student who's unkept, or some of the ones that we saw. And then, you know, more importantly, I think when the pandemic hit, we were there to support all of our pilot sites. But, you know, we kind of worked directly with Craig to develop a couple of different professional development opportunities for their staff. And even, you know, because of the work with all of these different sites, you know, across the country, we were able to even develop a free fact sheet for any school around that kind of notice, talk, act during this distance learning experience that some schools are still going to be going through to start the year.
That is excellent. We're going to talk about how many, et cetera. I just want to say there's a simple way to find this, everybody. And, Chris, what's the best website to go to, just so we have that?
Yep. APASDN.org/schools.
APASDN, like American Psychiatric Association Foundation, APA
fdn.org/schools. And by the way, I just Googled Notice Talk Act schools, and it popped right up, just so you know that.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's working. Whatever that's worth, that's working. That's working. Okay, so that's really good. Crystal, you and the four other teachers, and maybe more by now, have gone through this. What have mm-hmm. you noticed? And you could talk about it, obviously no names, but as you went through this, okay, now you're a little more learned in the subject. Have you been able to use what the training taught you?
Yeah. I mean, even before the training, when we were talking about how we were going to deliver this literally a year ago today, we sat down as a mental health team and even said, like, there's these questions and things that Chris is going to talk about. What are the procedures for when a staff member notices something and talks? And it was very eye-opening that we had – you know, we have resources at our school, but the organization of literally who does what and who do you go to was extremely beneficial to kind of be able to say, we have to get our ducks in a row and have a defined organization flow chart, essentially, for the mental health team.
That is a great point. That is a great point. Everybody knows stuff is there, but nobody knows how to act on it. That's, by the way, not just Janesville. That's everywhere in the world, okay? and by the way, everything, everywhere in the world, everything, okay? And if we don't face it, okay, we don't correct it, okay? So this is great. Yeah. Continue. I just had to say that because Janesville is not alone. Go ahead. Yeah.
So, you know, and when we when Chris was going through the program with us and having the layout and having everybody in the room, as Chris mentioned, it's not just teachers, it's paraprofessionals, our secretaries, clerks, and aides, our lunch staff, you know, you name it, if they interact with students, we're there. And I think it was very beneficial for just our entire staff to see, we do have these resources, this is who you would go to for this and whatnot.
Wow.
And so that collective efficacy right from day one has been truly impactful. And to the point where we have seen over the course of a year, we have seen an increase in referrals to administration and student services that have been in direct response to comments that kids have made, writing that they have done, or situations that have happened. And it's not that those are, you know, unfortunately, it's probably not that those are new things, but we all know now what to do. We know that we can notice things, we talk to them, and then we act on them. And if that means that we are calling our principal at 8 o'clock at night because we're grading essays and we read something, then that's what we do. And we don't question it like, oh, I don't want to bother her, it's 8 o'clock at night. It's a, oh no, this actually is something that I can't sit on and wait until tomorrow. I need to act now. And so that whole idea, and as Chris mentioned, it was so wonderful to have those post assessments where our staff were still thinking about it, about the program and what they're experiencing, and the APAF being able to give us resources that directly tied to the things that we were concerned about or we weren't sure about. And when we did pivot to virtual learning, it actually was interesting that it wasn't just about supporting our students during that time. We actually found that we also had to do some mental health concern and Notice Talk Act with our colleagues because it was new for all of us. And the whole program actually was, you know, it fits for anyone. And so it was great that the APAF was able to give us some professional development after we closed, that wasn't just about students and in the environment we were in, but it also helped us as a staff recognize and see each other for the scenarios that we were going through and support each other as much as possible in this whole situation that we're actually, you know, still enduring today.
Yeah.
So it's been a great thing. Yeah.
It's amazing. And by the way, don't feel alone out there. My wife works with teachers all over the country in her job. And there, you know, teachers everywhere feel like, what's going on here? You know, and I deal with superintendents as well all the time. Everybody's doing their best. And I'll just say it simply, nobody knows what's going on yet or how to do this, okay? And everybody's doing their best, but it does create, if I may, mental and professional chaos, okay? Because what we were all trained for and how to do it and all that suddenly has shifted, okay? That was beautifully said, Crystal. I really appreciate that because it's really just, it's so important that we take care of our friends and colleagues and and the staff as well as the students because it all matters. Christopher, okay, Seeley, okay? Mr. Seeley, okay? Janesville did this a year ago. You went to Janesville, you started training it. You worked with other school districts as well. Nobody was expecting the pandemic. Obviously, it hit in March, all right? Suddenly, what you had, and by the way, you're needed now more than ever, as I've said, but you must have had to change what you do a little bit, how to do the professional development now again, all online under a completely different situation. Talk about that, Chris, okay? How things changed since March for the Notice, Talk, Act program.
Yeah, definitely, Larry. And I think I just wanted to comment on the staff's mental health piece because that's so important.
Yes, please.
And I think you used the airport analogy earlier, and I think it's, you know, I'll go with the airplane after you get on. It's, you got to put your mask on first, you know, you got to take care of your
mental
health. And that's something that, you know, we stress during the in-person training is staff to take mental health days, especially if you respond to suicide ideation or you come across, you know, a crisis situation that impacts your mental health and you need to take care of yourself. And I think this pandemic, to Crystal's point, really, you know, when we did the professional development, that's what we started with, was their mental health, because we knew that, they needed to take care of themselves before we were even probably going to get to how do you support your students. And this pandemic, you know, what I'll say is maybe thankfully we were somewhat prepared for this pandemic to hit because we had already kind of shifted towards this e-learning module beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
We had already invested in a learning management system to kind of house and track, thanks to actually the feedback that we got from Craig High School and other schools of our old learning management system not being the best user experience. We needed to fix it. We did that, you know, towards the end of 2019 and kind of launched that new learning management system in January, not knowing that, you know, the pandemic was going to hit in a few months and that we would have to kind of be prepared to do virtual sessions. So, you know, what we do now is, you know, we can do in person if that's, you know, a local kind of community that we're allowed to travel to. But most of them are going to be virtual through Zoom. You know, that's the platform that we're using to kind of have the classroom portion, to do some of the trivia activities that we do, to do breakout sessions and the role plays that we do in the classroom session. You know, I can't necessarily do the same walk around that I would and sit down at a table and provide, you know, the direct feedback that I would, but I can still pop into breakout rooms and listen in. I can we've still figured out a way to be interactive and engaging, even given this kind of virtual setting. So, you know, we're ready and prepared to kind of meet the demands. And that's one thing our curriculum was already developed for, was to, you know, what are your resources that your school has? What are your protocols? What are your procedures? And how do we fit that into the Notice, Talk, Act key framework? So, you know, if you are virtual and, you know, you have, you know, telepsychiatry services or telehealth services for your students now, we can fit that into the curriculum. And it's about those conversations that we, you know, Crystal, I think, laid it out perfectly, that we have with the school beforehand that says, well, what are your expectations? Because if I'm a staff member, I need to know step 1 through 7 on how to get a student somewhere. And if you give me that and you give me the plan, I feel more comfortable. And I know that I have the support of everybody else. So that, you know, that's what we're prepared to do.
Yeah, and congratulations to you. And I'll tell you, it is just, I keep saying this, it's great stuff, but more important than ever. It was more important, it was important last year and the 500 years before that, okay? But with the craziness going on now, okay, it's just so important, more so than ever. And I know I asked you, basically, Crystal, are all the kids going back to school? What's the plan in Janesville? Mostly remote? How's it working?
Well, back in July, the school board voted on the plan, and the plan is students are able to choose. They can either do face-to-face instruction and go to school like normal. Janesville already has a well-established virtual academy, so students and parents could choose that I don't want face-to-face, so I will enroll them in the virtual academy. And then grades 6 through 12 could choose to do a hybrid. So they want to take certain classes face-to-face, and they want to take certain classes virtual. So of Craig's population, I think maybe a little less than 20% are choosing to do virtual. So we're not actually losing too many students. So we're maintaining quite a bit of our population want to come back and want to be in the classroom with us, which is great.
Yes, it is.
Scary and
I agree.
Anxiety-inducing, but I am looking forward to seeing the faces of students in my classroom again. It's been a while, and I'm
been
eager
long.
To kind of get back to things. So,
And I'll tell you, and the colleges are going through this right now. I just read a few minutes ago where Ohio State has suspended 228 students. There's anxiety because there is a pandemic out there and it's still going on. But the fact of the matter is, if the schools set up rules and enforce the rules of safety for health, okay, this is going to work. This will work, okay? But we have to enforce the rules of safety, okay? It's not political or anything like that. It's just health care. Okay, and that's
we all
older
have to be
is,
okay
so,
taking, take care of ourselves, which in turn takes care of everybody else around us. So,
thank you.
You know, it's collective efficacy. We're all in this together, and we got to do it for each other.
I wish you guys the best of health and luck at Janesville. Okay, I know it'll work out, and believe me, like you said, you got a great virtual academy. If things need to change, and again, if things need to change, that's okay. We're all doing the best we can with the information we have. Okay, so we'll just all play it out. Chris, how do you want to end this? We got to go. Chris Seeley, put it all together.
Yeah. So, well, first, you know, thank you, Larry, for having me, and thank you, Crystal, for joining us. I know. Well, you know, I think the fact that it's week two of professional development, they're a week out from students backing in, and Crystal took 30 minutes of what is professional development and planning time for what is an uncertain school year ahead of her, special thanks to her. And really, you know, I just want to make sure that people know that the APA Foundation is here because our mission statement is to make a mentally healthy nation for all, where you live, learn, work, and worship. Obviously, you know, we're focused today on the learn in the school with our Notice Talk Act at School program. So I just encourage you to visit apafdn.org/schools to just learn more about our program. We have some free resources for family, for schools. We just did a town hall last week around what it means to go back to schools, being mentally safe during a pandemic. And we're looking to do more town halls. So encourage you to reach out with thoughts or ideas and let us know if you have questions about the program. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, my friend. And Chris, please give us here, me and Maya here at the consortium and the magazine and the podcast here. Okay, give us as much warning as you can about upcoming events, and we will help you publicize that because we believe this is important. Okay,
so awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
As big a leeway as you can. All right, I'll send you both a link to the show. You can brag about it. You can play it for all your kids. And you are world famous, Crystal. Okay, for 35 minutes or so. All right, your 35 minutes of fame. And Chris, we'll do more as the school year goes on. Okay, but both of you take care of yourselves and keep the faith. We're going to do just fine. Okay, so thank you both. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Larry.
You take care. Both of you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And we say goodbye to the 608 area code. All right. Good old Janesville, Wisconsin, which is north of the Illinois border. Thank you, Crystal. I'm just kidding you, of course. That's why they call it Wisconsin. All right. Craig High School. And what a great job she has done. Chris Seeley is the program director for these initiatives at the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, APAFDN.org. Google Notice Talk Act. You'll get to the same place, learn all about it. Okay, really more important than ever. So thank you, Crystal, and thank you, Chris Seeley. All right, by the way, I got to thank my friend Rich Long from Learning First who introduced me to Chris. That's just great, and I'll make sure he gets a copy of this show. All right, we're going to archive education-talkradio.org. Please go over, join our consortium over at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thank you, folks in Wisconsin, or wherever you might be.